A collaboration between environmentalists and a tech giant is trying to find out how the city's leaking gas mains affect the environment. WNYC's Robert Lewis rode in a specially outfitted Google car to see how they map gas leaks here and across the country.
The Subaru hatchback is painted like a Google map. A tower on top holds what looks like a futuristic soccer ball. That's the panoramic camera that takes those photos of buildings and streets you see on Google Maps in street view mode. But driver Justin Hagen is not there to take photos. He's part of a project using sensor technology to combat climate change.
But first, I was a street view driver, and at the end of my street view driving, they asked me if I wanted to do a special project and wouldn't really tell me what it was for or who it was for. I'm just to go with a flow kind of person, so I said yes.
Now he's part of a partnership between Google and the Environmental Defense Fund. The technology behemoth outfitted three street view cars with special equipment to detect methane. That's how you find leaks in the thousands of miles of natural gas mains beneath the city streets.
As we're moving, there's a pump that's sucking air from the hose that's right sort of in the bumper, and that's bringing it back to the rear of the car where there's the methane analyzer.
That's the fund's chief scientist, Stephen Hamburg, as he rode along with WNYC on a recent morning. Hamburg is wedged in the back seat because there's a big monitor where the front passenger seat should be. A slow-moving line spikes up when the car's sensor detects methane.
We have to use algorithms to understand, are we passing a bus or that kind of thing, because you can't do that in real time, figure out was that a natural gas bus that went by, or here we've got a UPS fueling station. Let's see if it's, I don't know if they have natural gas here or just petroleum. We didn't see any spike. It stayed at 1.9.
Here's what Google found on Staten Island.
There was an average of one leak per mile, and that is similar to what we saw in Boston. But in Indianapolis, where they've had a very active program of replacing the old pipes with new pipes, in fact, they have one leak per 200 miles.
Federal safety data shows that New York has some of the oldest and leakiest gas pipes in the country. A gas explosion in March killed 8 people in East Harlem. Gas companies regularly inspect their lines for leaks that might be dangerous. Karen Young is a spokeswoman for National Grid, the utility that operates the gas lines on Staten Island.
Safety is our number one priority, and we evaluate gas leaks based on if there is a safety hazard, then it is repaired immediately.
But utilities don't look at the overall environmental impact of the numerous leaks that don't pose an immediate threat to people. Hamburg says methane from natural gas carries 120 times the warming effect of carbon dioxide.
We can reduce the emissions at a much faster rate than if they were to use their normal approach to figuring out where to repair the leaks and in what order.
Google is expected to assign drivers like Justin Hagen to map other air pollutants this summer. But no one knows that when he drives the Google Subaru back through Midtown Manhattan. A man in a suit jumps up and down and waves his arms, schoolgirls snap iPhone photos, and a guy crossing the street smiles and makes an obscene gesture.
You get a lot of waves, a lot of really excited people think they're going to be famous and on Google Street View. And then you have the people that probably dislike Google in some way, and they give you the finger. It's minor celebrity, but it's more the car than you.
Just another day in the life of a Google driver, enlisted in the fight against climate change. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.